Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. As you've rightly introduced and as discussed at previous sessions, the European Agreement on Main International Railway Lines, the AGC, has 28 contracting parties following the accession of Turkmenistan to the agreement in 2020. Detailed information on the AGC and the text of the agreement, as well as a map of the network, the inventory of minimum standards, and the relevant depository notifications are available on the website of the Working Party. There is also a hard copy of Revision 4 available at the entrance of the room there in English, of our room here in English and in Russian. Please feel free to take copies, otherwise I will have to carry them back to the office later on. So, in particular, I would like to draw your attention to the latest consolidated version, as I mentioned, Revision 4, which is also available on our website, and to document EC Trans SC2 2020 number 2, setting out the background, the benefits, and the accession requirements for the AGC. In relation to amendments to the AGC, the Working Party may recall that at its last session in November 2021, it agreed the modifications set out in document EC Trans SC2 2021 number 2, proposed by Serbia, I think it was. These amendments were notified to the depository in New York in February of this year, and following the conclusion of the silence procedure at the end of August of this year and their resulting acceptance, they will enter into force in 11 days on the 28th of November of 2022. As mentioned, Mr. Chair, in our discussion on the adoption of the agenda, we have also received amendment proposals from Lithuania in relation to their network. These changes are set out in document EC Trans SC2 2022 number 12 and are part of the work that is being undertaken with, in collaboration with the Secretariat of the Working Party on Intermodal Transport and Logistics, to modernize and harmonize, where appropriate, the AGC with the AGTC network. The amendment proposals focus on amendments to the main lines traversing the country. So I don't know, Mr. Chair, if there are any questions or comments in relation to the amendment proposals that are included in 2022-12. I apologize to delegates for not reading out the individual lines and the stations, because I'm scared that my poor pronunciation will make things worse rather than better. So I don't know if you would like to open the floor if there are any comments in relation to this document, number 12. Thank you.